Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Help, send thee help in the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Verse 4. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. This is a short psalm, and I've kind of said that I was going to try to pick out a memory verse for each one, and Lord willing, we'll finish this up today, but if you want a memory verse, one you can commit to memory out of this psalm, I would say verse 7, where it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. A good verse to commit to memory. We started this psalm last week, and we said it was going to divide it into two parts. We covered the first part and kind of got started on the second, but we said the division here that we made in it was the first one was the call for help in time of trouble, and that's in verses 1 through 4 and verse 9. And then the second part is the confidence in the Lord in times of trouble. We said that David had written this psalm as well as many of the others we've been over, and that it's one that was prayed in time of battle, or when there was battles going on where David's men were going to go to the battle. Many times this particular prayer was prayed by David, and no doubt the people of the Lord there remembered, because these, again, many of these psalms were rehearsed over and over again. Some of them were made into a song, actually. And so that was one here. This one particularly was in for time of war. And we said that there was help in time of trouble. There was a person in the call period, in the call place where help comes from, in the call a persuasion, in the call where he says, remember, and a partnership in verse 4, in the call and the petition. In the call, we saw all those. We started in point number 2. We'll just pick up there. The confidence in the Lord, verses 5 through 8. We said here that the first point was the call in time of prayer. The call here, the first part was the prayer, but the confidence that we find here, the confidence in the Lord, number 2, is the praise that comes from David here. The praise not for the people, but the praise for the Lord. And if we're going to have any praise in this life, we should have praise for the Lord. The first thing under that, we got 4 or 5 things here to look at. The first thing is the conduct in the confidence. It says here in verse 5, we will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. There's David's conduct. As we look at it here, we see that there's much confidence in his conduct here. He's confident in the Lord, that the Lord will answer his prayer in time of war or times of trouble. And again, I said last week that we just kind of we're trying to compare this to us today, and how that even though we're not, maybe not physically going to the battle such as David did, but we do have our battles from day to day. And most of them are personal battles, but yet we do have our battles. And we can have confidence in the Lord that he will hear us. And we can be just like David here, where he said, "We will rejoice in thy salvation." David didn't cower down and in the corner and get afraid when it was time to go to war. He knew who to call on when it was time to go to war, who that he needed to have his back when he went to war. He knew that he needed the Lord, and he trusted him. We see here that his prayer, he started out with his prayer in verses 1 through 4, but then his prayer turns into praise. And many times, I will say, not many times, but sometimes in my prayers, even though they may be somewhat repetitious, which every one of us, if we just be honest, a lot of our prayers are repetitions. Even our daily devotions and prayer life, sometimes we can get kind of in a rut. But there's times, I know myself personally, that I've got to praying and the Lord just kind of, just essentially kind of met with me, you know. He does meet with us. He should meet with us and every time we pray. But sometimes it's just a little bit more than others. And the prayer requests go out the window, so to speak, and they turn to praise. When you get to thinking, instead of asking, it'll be thanking. And yes, that ought to be part of our prayer each time is thankfulness. And I try to do that. I try to thank the Lord first before I ever ask for anything. And be thankful for what he's done for me and what he's doing for me and what he's going to do for me. But sometimes it'll get kind of turned at that point, and it'll just turn into me praising him. And many times, that I've referred to this before, my time is in the morning, and many times, time's up, so to speak. It's time to go to work or whatever. And so the allotted time that I have is kind of expiring, so we got to go, but it makes it hard when it turns into praise, because you just want to keep praising him, and you just want to thank him. David had confidence in the Lord here. He said, "We will rejoice," and you and I can have confidence in the Lord as we go to the battle day by day, that he has our back. He said, here, "We will rejoice in thy salvation." The number one thing that you and I need to rejoice in is the fact that God sent his only begotten Son into this world to die for sinful men, and that he's died for us, and that those of us that have trusted him as our Savior can certainly have confidence in that and be confident in the fact and be thankful to him and praise him for what he's done. His prayer turns into praise. We said our faith determines our conduct. That's just a simple statement there, okay? You and I, our faith will determine our conduct. Little faith, little conduct. Large faith, large conduct. Little faith, little confidence. Large faith, more confidence. Now, that's not confidence in us, that we can go out and do it, but yet confidence in the Lord, that we're putting our faith and trust in him. If you believe in something, it will affect your conduct. We don't need to believe in, as the world says, believe in yourself. You hear that? Believe in self. I don't want to believe in myself. Myself has let me down tremendously many times and will continue to if I trust myself. Don't do like Disney and trust your heart. It's not going to lead you in the right direction. Our faith in God will determine our conduct as well. David said in Psalm 35 and verse 9, "My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation." Again, David rejoicing in salvation. There's a couple things here. Also, we see about his conduct is there's pleasure in his conduct. It says, we will rejoice in thy salvation. Amen. There's pleasure in rejoicing, is it not? I mean, when there's times when we're rejoicing in the Lord, whether we're here, whether we're on our own, whether we're at work, whether we're at home, whether we're spending time with family, if we can rejoice in the Lord and his salvation, then there's pleasure in that. There's much pleasure in that. And David and God's people found that here. There's penance in the conduct or the banners, he says. He says, we will set up banners, the Lord fulfill all thy petition. David's saying, we're not only going to rejoice in the salvation of the Lord, and then he said, but in the name of God, we're going to set up banners. We're gonna post it out that we know the Lord. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. I can't say there's anything wrong with it. If you know there's something wrong with it, talk to me after the service. But and I don't know why. It's not us, but you know, we rode up to Walmart last night, but Waynesboro, and to turn in our Walmart tithe. That'll hit some of you later. Anyhow, we was riding up through the country there, and it seems to be the Mennonite farms and the homes. You'll see a verse out next to the road. And, you know, I'm not saying that they're right in all their doings and all their doctrine and everything, but they're not ashamed to set up a banner. And why isn't it us? Why don't we do it? You know? I've often thought about this, and we got to, when you come to our place, anybody that's been there, a place, when we give you directions, we go, just come down Garfield Road, and you pass Brandenburg Hollow. There's a barn on the right. If you see the barn, that's our driveway, because you'll see the barn before the house. And one of my things on my bucket list is to get this barn fixed up in time. It's not falling down, but it needs some attention. But I've also thought about, you know, it'd be a great place to put a good Bible verse. Just something on there. But you know what? You put it out there, you better live up to it.
Yes, sir.
You better live up to it. I was thinking maybe, you know, if I put something good on there, I'd get the Joneses' attention. They pass there a lot. Maybe it'd work on the Andy Jones family. I see them going up and down the road there. Anyhow, but they said they were going to set up banners, okay? And then there's a petition in that conduct there in the end of the verse where it says, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. He said, we're going to rejoice in the salvation. And then in the name of the Lord, we're going to set up banners. And then he says, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. So I see here that the first thing he's doing in praising the Lord after his prayer up here, he's not asking, he's already asked things in verses 1-4, but he's reminded as his prayer turns into praise that those things aren't so important. He knows that God has his back, and he knows that the Lord knows what he's done. You see those as you look through those verses. But he says, you know what? I'm just going to praise you, Lord. I'm going to praise you for your salvation. I'm going to set up banners just to praise you. And Lord, I know you're going to fulfill all the petitions, all the things that we've asked for. We know that you're going to do that. Let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 61. It's a verse here that I found. It's kind of compares with this pretty good, lines up with it. Isaiah 61 is a powerful chapter. If I can find it. (Clears throat) Now, we could read the whole chapter, but not for sake of time. But verse 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. He said there again, he's going to greatly rejoice in what the Lord has done for him. David, back in Psalm chapter 20 and verse 5, is talking about greatly rejoicing in the Lord. It affected his conduct and his confidence here is shown up. It shows up in his life. It should show up in our lives. Turn over to Psalm 37 and read some familiar verses there. But they're good. They are good verses. As I thought about David's prayer and his praise here, his pleasure in his conduct, I thought about this as well, his petition there at the end where it says, the Lord fulfill all. I thought about the petition that is there in that verse. That verse, if you look it up, that word petition means request or desires. Whenever I think about the request or desires of the Lord and the desires of our heart, then I think about Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto him, unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. And then it goes on with rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. We could just keep going through that verse or that psalm. We'll get there one of these days. But I thought about that. If our hearts are right with God, our desires will be right too. Many times you'll hear people talk about that verse and talk about, oh, give me the desires of my heart. The Lord, give me the desires of my heart. There's some desires in my heart sometimes I'm glad the Lord doesn't give me, because they're not right desires. But if our desire is lined up with his desire, then he can give us the desires of our heart. David had confidence in the Lord, and it showed up in his conduct. The second thing we see here is there in verse 6 of Psalm 20. Verse 6, we see the confession of confidence. He says here, the first three words, now I know. He said, now I know that the Lord saveth his anointed, and he will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. David is confident that the Lord will save his people, and he proclaims it here. I thought about this. Isn't it good to know that the Lord hears us and that he will save us in times of trouble? Psalm 34 and verse 6 says, this poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. David there as well speaking. The verse also goes on to say how that the Lord saves with his saving strength of his right hand there in the end of this verse. But David is confessing that he knows that the Lord saveth his anointed. You and I should know that the Lord will answer. We should have confidence in the Lord and know that he will answer our prayers according to his will. Psalm 28, you're pretty close there to that. Flip over there. Psalm 28 and verses 6 through 8. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. See here again, David rejoicing in the Lord, and he says, the Lord is my strength, my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. He knows that the Lord is going to help him. You and I are not strangers to the Lord and to his help. Folks, we need to trust him, trust his word for what he says, and he will send us the help in time of need. It's not only a confession of the confidence, but there's a commitment found in verse 7 of chapter 20, Psalm 20. There's a commitment of confidence here. It says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Commitment of confidence. It says some trust. Some do, but some trust in something else. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but the other some is us. It says, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The confidence expressed in verse 7 is a statement of commitment and trust on David's part, and it can be on our part as well. There's a difference in the commitment. It says, some trust. In David's time, power was measured by horses and chariots, not much different than it is today. I think power is not so much mentioned or measured in horses and chariots today, but somewhat related to it. Everything mechanical we refer to as horsepower, and we compare it to that, and so it's kind of the same thing there today. But David's enemies excelled in this area over David. They had much more than David had, but David knew that the Lord was on his side. Folks, you and I may seem small. This church is honestly it's small. They're smaller, but we're not on a large scale, and that's okay. But you know, who is on our side? The Lord is on our side. That as we go along further in the times that we live in, things are going to progressively get harder and harder on us as a assembly. Things are going to crack down more and more. We've had the great test here back in 2020 to see what they could do, and another test is coming. Just give it time, but you know we may seem small when it comes into the eyes of the government or the eyes of this unsaved world, but the Lord is on our side. David knew that the Lord was on his side. There was a difference there. Psalm 33 and verse 16. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. The mighty man is not delivered by much strength. The horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Folks know that doesn't matter how much horsepower they got on their side. Verse 18 says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Wasn't just talking about Israel there. It was talking about all those that hope in his mercy. You and I should hope in his mercy. We certainly do. There's a difference in commitment, and there's a dedication in commitment. It says, but we will remember the name of our God. David was dedicated to the Lord, and he showed it here. He said, as others trust in chariots and horses, we're going to remember the name of the Lord our God. No matter how big that army is on the other side, David said, we're going to remember. How many times do you think it came to David's mind as he went to battle? And, you know, folks, back then it was a one realistic battle. It wasn't this stuff with drones today and, you know, where we can sit in another country and, you know, play war games, basically. But I'm not saying it's all that way, and obviously it's not. But in David's time, he literally faced the enemy, a whole crowd, flanks of army coming towards him and his people, God's people. So it was very realistic to him how much more they had. But yet David continues to say here, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Folks, the armies may get bigger and bigger, but we need to remember the name of the Lord our God. Don't ever turn back on him. Remember him, and he will be there to help us in time of need. Never forget what the Lord has done for you and I. Never forget it, folks. Always trust him. Proverbs 21 and 31 says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. We can stay safe in the Lord. The last thing we see here is found in verse 8, and that's the conquering and the confidence. David speaks with confidence in his prayer that the enemy will be brought down and that God's people are risen and stand upright. It says, they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. David, here again, his confidence is beaming out that he knows that the Lord is going to take care of him. The Lord is going to answer his prayer, and the Lord is going to have his back in a time of battle. You and I can do the same thing. We're not fighting the same enemy, so to speak, physically, that David was, but we still have enemies. And some of them may be of our own doings, but yet they're still our enemies. And we need to trust God to bring them down. It says to bring them down and are fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. There's a conquering in the confidence here. We see in the end of this verse that we are risen and standing upright. There's not much confidence in somebody that's laying on the ground, is it? But there's confidence found here where it says we are risen and standing upright. There's character. The character of the conquered, it says they are brought down. God not only smites the enemies, where it says he brings them down, they are brought down and are fallen. The word fallen there means to die. If you look that up in the Bible dictionary, the Lord can only knock the enemy down, but he can take care of him. He can eliminate them. And one day, folks, he will eliminate the devil. And it'll be a joyful day when he is completely gone ever from our presence again and taken care of there, smitten, fall down. He says he slays them, they're fallen. There's a contrast in conquering. He says, but we are risen and stand upright. This is a graphic portrayal of victory. Turn over to Psalm 34. We'll finish here. Verse 8 is very graphic when it comes to what's happening. If you look up the words there, that what God is going to do. But Psalm 34 and verse 17 through 19 says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and he delivereth them out of their troubles. That's what we've been talking about here the last two Sundays in Psalm 20, is the Lord delivering us in times of trouble. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Our cries come before the Lord. He hears them, and he delivereth them out of all their troubles. Not just some of them, not just some now and then. He doesn't just answer every now and then. It says he delivers us out of all our troubles. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit or a crushed spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He takes care in verse 17. He delivers out of all our troubles. And down in the end of verse 19, he says he delivereth him out of them all. All is it. He takes care of all of that. Not just here and there, folks, but the Lord delivers from all, it says here. Victory does not come from our strength, but it comes from the Lord. In times of trouble, or just in our daily walk with the Lord, we can apply David's prayer to our lives. Again, we might not stand with, have to go out of here with guns and face the enemy, so to speak. But we do have an enemy, folks. And we can look back at Psalm 20 and David's prayer and see how that David had confidence in the Lord that he would answer. And you can look over in Psalm 34 and how he takes care of all the problems. He does the complete job. He doesn't halfway do things. He does the job complete. You know, I like to get things done. I get involved with many projects at home and projects at work and everything. But I like it when something's done, when it's complete, and you can look back on it. It takes me forever sometimes to get something done, but it doesn't take the Lord very long to get something done. But he delivers from all. We can safely trust in him and in his word. Let's pray.